From a secret bunker near the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, March 28th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know today. Three, big news for the Great Lakes. $300 million on the way for the Great Lakes Renovation Initiative, plus more money for upgrading, expanding, and modernizing the Sioux Lock. It's all very good news for Michigan. Two, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issues an opinion on the $500 million Enbridge Tunnel to replace Line 5 and declares it unconstitutional. It seems the Whitmer administration is not interested in a long-term solution for energy crossing the Straits of Mackinac. And number one, President Trump rolled into West Michigan and was unleashed in Grand Rapids. It was the president's first major rally since the Mueller report dropped, and he was ready to proclaim his innocence. Thousands turned out. They were ready to hear it. And the president took on Democrats and answered one big question.
Their fraud has been exposed, and the credibility of those who pushed this hoax is forever broken. And they've now got big problems.
It was an incredible rally, to say the least, for those that were there. I was among those that was Ivy. She'll join me a little bit later here in the program. She had a bit of a different take on a couple of things. We'll talk about that coming up here. And you don't want to miss that. Also coming up, Ronna McDaniel will join me. Fred Lucas will join me from the White House, correspondent for the Daily Signal, about a couple of other things. But there was clearly a sense of victory in the room last night. Of course, this is the first big rally since the Mueller report dropped, and there was no collusion found by Bob Mueller in his investigation of 22 months, 19 lawyers, 45 FBI agents, and everything else, 25, 30, maybe $35 million spent. Doesn't matter. It's not there. Bill Barr, the attorney general, further going, saying there's no obstruction either. It's just not there. You don't have it. And, yeah, there might be interactions back and forth and things that the Democrats want to grab onto, but the bottom line is this. Bob Mueller, who was treated as the man that walks on water, says no collusion. That's the big question. And here is part of the way the president approached that, and he got the crowd involved, to say the least. Bite number one, go.
The Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit. Partisan investigations, or whether they will apologize to the American people and join us to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure, bring down the cost of health care and prescription drugs, which we're doing incredibly, help us fix our broken trade deals.
And he went on, of course, he talked about health care, the economy, national security, American pride, and, of course, he hit a couple few times on no collusion, no obstruction. And, you know, if you've been put this through this for the last couple of years or longer, I think you would probably hit the same themes. Donald Trump Jr. was also there. He got the crowd fired up as well. And, you know, it's been a pretty good week, to say the least, for the president. He's got money moving to the wall. He's got ISIS being pulverized. He's got the Mueller report in his favor. Just one bit of good news after another. Now, I want to go back to the rally. I estimate the crowd inside 13,500, because that's what the internet says the capacity of Van Andel Arena is for a concert. And I'm going to guess it was at least 13,500, several thousand more outside. So you could have had as many as 20,000 in attendance, maybe more. And as we saw these people, you know, filing in, and the, it just went on and on and on. Anyhow, I stopped a young man named Sean Hunter. Sean Hunter, I stopped and visited with on the sidewalk before we decided to go inside the arena. We had to make it through, of course, a Secret Service search and background check and all of that stuff. But Sean Hunter, a young entrepreneur, black man from Michigan, there with his red hat on, proud as you could be, proud as a peacock. And I visited with him just to find out why he was there and what his thoughts were about Donald Trump. It's bite number 10. Go.
From Flushing, Michigan, here you are, the first big post-Mueller event for the president. Why are you here?
Here to support Donald Trump.
What do you like about him?
I think he's an awesome guy. He does what he says. He's not a rhetoric politician. He came to do business, and that's what he's doing. He said he's going to do such and such, and he's doing what he said. And that's what I like about him. He's for the things I'm for, you know. we were fortunate. We have Christian values. We're really conservative of the borders, the right to life, capitalism instead of socialism, all the good stuff. That's what he's for.
Hard work.
Yeah, hard work. Don't just give me anything. No. Have it where
I can earn it.
Now, wouldn't you rather earn what you have than, you know, just earn what you get? And don't get all the gimmies. You know, I don't want that.
Let me ask you something. So many people in the black community in America have this preconceived notion that they're supposed to vote for Democrats. I mean, they're like, they're pre-programmed that way. Why is that not true?
You know, I don't know why they have that, but that isn't true. You know, it's like you talk from when you're a little. If you're like me, you've got to be a Democrat before you know what Democrat is. You got to be liberal. You know, Republicans are automatically rich, racist, Caucasian men.
The bad guys.
They don't like you. They want to keep you down. It's all nonsense. It's all lies. You know, do your research. Look at your history. You know, look at who was for this. You know, who was for slavery.
Exactly.
You know, that was the Democrats. You know.
What happens in Michigan in 2020?
We're going to vote Trump back in again. That's what we're going to do. Trump 2020. Plain and simple. That's what we're going to do. Just watch. Wait and see. You guys remember I said this. I'm nobody. But, we're going to have Trump back in there in 2020. Just watch.
There you go. Just watch.
That's the right thing to do.
Trump 2020. Sean Hunter. A good guy. More than happy to sit there and visit with us. And let me tell you the other thing we saw. We saw, you know, different folks filing in. Spoke to another gentleman. Don't have time for him right now. Hispanic gentleman. I said the same thing to him. I said, so wait a second. We're told that the Hispanic crowd doesn't like Trump. He said, oh, that's nonsense. Hispanic crowd loves Trump. And Sean Hunter there, African-American, said, you know, more and more coming across and supporting the president because it means good jobs, good opportunity. It doesn't mean handouts. It means a chance to pursue the American dream, which they're totally in support of. And that's one of the things, the theme, I think, that ran through the crowd of the people we talked to. We spoke to a whole host of people. And that is hard work, dedication to America, accountability, the individual, and not government control of everything. That's a common theme. That's a common theme that runs through all of it. And so that's, I don't know, it was to say the least, quite an event. 90 minutes. I mean, it was a marathon political speech. Stump speeches are usually much shorter, and they didn't leave. They didn't leave. Anyhow, here in Michigan, a lot of job opportunities, 9,000 jobs or more in heavy construction right now. If you want to get involved, set your sights on something bigger. Help build Michigan. Help build your future. Well, I've got an idea for you. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner. Check out the sexiest job of the week. All of these things could lead you down a path to success, and you could help build your own future and Michigan's today. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back on a Friday.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.